Attention, freelancers and solopreneurs. You are tuning into The Remote CEO, a show that will help you scale your business, become the authority in your market, grow into a better leader, and create your remote empire. And now, your host, acclaimed business coach and entrepreneur, Deniero B.
How to become a productivity master. What is going on, guys? Deniero B here with another episode of the Remote CEO Show. I like to talk about productivity on Fridays because Fridays is when your weekend starts. And if you have a nice, relaxing weekend, it really puts you in the right mindset. Mondays are gonna be amazing. And once you conquer Monday, the entire week is generally a success. So we're gonna break this down in four steps like I always like to do. As you know, there's always different things that you can do, but these four points are going to be the main ones that you can bring home today, start working right away and see results within a few minutes, okay? So the first thing you want to do is plan your week every Sunday morning. So I interview with my podcast probably about 30 different millionaires, seven or eight figure earners actually that have taught me a very important lesson. If you wait until the end of the day to plan your week, you're going to be dreading that action. You're gonna be going on Saturdays like thinking about, you know, sports or whatever you are into or like going for walks and stuff. And while you're doing those things, you're actually thinking, oh my gosh, I gotta go home and plan my week. Don't do that. Wake up in the morning, have a big cup of coffee or whatever you drink in the morning and put some music in the background. Turn it into an amazing opportunity to get in touch with your days, with your weeks, with your productivity in general, to feel good about what you're doing. It's very, very important for you to fall in love with your craft, whatever you do. So this planning session should be something that you're looking forward to. Again, wake up, maybe meditate if that's what you do on Sundays. I like to meditate for about 10 minutes and then straight into the planning. So the first thing you wanna do is actually write down all the clutter that you have in your mind. All the laundry that you need to pick up maybe, or anything that you've done, like food that you need to order, or groceries, whatever it is. You have pets, okay, talk about that. Write down all the things that you need to do. Now, once everything is on that paper, we call that brain dump. Actually, my mentor, Craig Ballantyne, talks about that. It's called a brain dump. You put everything that's in your brain on paper. Now, what you wanna do is actually start assigning these tasks to your days during the week. Always remember, if you can assign right now one task that's been in your mind since maybe last week and you say, hey, no matter what, on Wednesday, I'm gonna do that. Guess what's gonna happen? It's gonna be on paper. It's assigned to a specific time. It will disappear from your mind. Once it disappears from your mind, now you have more bandwidth, right? You have more space to think about the important things that are going to happen between now and Wednesday. So instead of holding all these thoughts in your mind for days on end, you write them down, they disappear from your mind. When you go to your planner, you see the day, you see what you need to do, and that's it. Second thing you want to do is spend time reviewing your days after work. This is something that I do every single day at about 7 p.m. It's very important because I work throughout the day and then I have a nice 2.5 hour break in for lunch about that. Like I go for runs, I play with my pets, whatever I do, right? Like, you know, everybody can do different things, but at the end of my day at 7 p.m., I go and mark my productivity. Hey, did I do what I was supposed to? Did I stick to my schedule? Did I do those habits that I wanted to create, whatever that is? Like, for example, for me, it's working out before lunch. I need to work out before lunch. I know that that's very important for me. So was I able to do that, for example, right? Now, once you do that, then you start compiling the second page, the page after, which is tomorrow's day. So you're gonna write down at what time you're gonna wake up, which is hopefully always at the same time. You're gonna write down what you're gonna do in the first slot in the morning between when you wake up and when everybody else is wake up. So I generally wake up at about 6 a.m., 5:30, 6 a.m. And for the first 2 hours, I work on the hardest task of the day. So that's the very important thing that I have to plan. What is the most important thing tomorrow? So I do a little bit of thinking then. It takes me about 15 minutes to really spend time reading reviewing my day at the end of the day and plan for the day after. After that, you want to create, and this is, you can start doing this right away. Actually, you can start anything that we talked about right away, but this, if you're watching this video in the afternoon, you can start this tonight, which is create an amazing bedtime routine. So again, Craig Ballantyne, one of my coaches, talks about having a reverse alarm clock. So you set an alarm clock, let's say for 9:30 p.m., all right? And at 9:30 p.m., you stop everything that you were doing and you start getting ready for bed. For me, for example, it's a cold shower. I love having a cold shower because it reminds me that life is not easy, all right? I just jump in and it's cold as hell. Oh my gosh, I hate it, but I love the fact that I hate it because it makes me feel good about the fact that I've been doing it every single day for over a year now. So that's my routine, 9:30 cold shower. Then I start really turning off all devices that have blue lights. I wear my blue light glasses throughout in the house so that I don't get exposed to blue light. And after that, I pick up a book or whatever I do, and I slowly start falling asleep. I fall asleep around 10:30, but I give myself a full hour to do every last minute thing that I need to do so that by the time 10:30 hits, I'm really ready to close my eyes and fall asleep. Point number four is to have a plan for how to recover from bad days. This is actually one of the most important things that I could ever mention. And the reason why, because is everybody is good at planning their days to be successful days, right? Everybody is like, I gotta wake up at this time, I'm gonna work right away, I'm gonna be doing this, this, and this, and by the time I finish my day, it's gonna be an amazing day. Truth is that only happens about 90 or 80% of the time, even to the masters. We're talking about how to become a productivity master. Well, I can tell you that even masters are going to have bad days. Now, with that said, how are you reacting to that bad day is more important than if you have it or not, because as we said, everybody has some bad days. So if you have a plan on for how to deal with that bad day, you're going to recover much faster. Think about a building. Every single building, new buildings, they have a fire escape plan and they have fire escape stairs to go down. They say, well, as soon as the alarm goes off, do not take the elevator, start walking down the stairs, get out of the building, wait outside. I used to work in a building and my office was a big building and we used to have fire drills for that exact reason, because yes, we hope that everything is gonna always work out, but what if something doesn't work out? You don't want people to freak out. The same thing goes for your productivity. If everything goes well, then well, yes, you're having a productive week or month or whatever it is, but if you're not ready for that one bad day, maybe you got a very bad news, something like a health problem, someone else in your family has a health problem, you lost a big client, I mean, there's always going to be problems. But if you know how to deal with that bad day, you're going to get back on track much faster. For example, if you know that when you leave the office, or if you work at home, if you leave the house during the day, it, you know, screws up your entire day, have a plan on how to maybe come home and start work right away and go to bed earlier. I'm just using that as an example. Now, if you stick to that contingency plan, your chances of waking up the day after and killing it and having an amazing day the day after are going to be much higher. But if you do not plan for those bad days, you're going to find yourself into this new direction where you wake up late and you're unmotivated now because you broke that streak, earlier streak, and now you don't feel good about yourself. And not feeling good about yourself means low confidence, which means low productivity, which means, again, not a good day, which means less confidence. And then you're gonna spend another couple of weeks not doing a lot of work, hating your life. Why am I not productive? I thought I cracked the code earlier. And the story goes on and on and on until then you touch rock bottom again and you realize that you went so far down. You're like, man, I gotta get back on track. And then you start all over again. Do not go down that route. I've done that so many times. Now that I have a contingency plan, anytime that something happens and I know that I'm not doing what I'm supposed to, I know right away to revert to that contingency plan, which is, by the way, different than my normal everyday productivity plan. Maybe it has a bit more self-care involved, maybe a bit more meditation, readings, taking some time to think and act. Instead of acting, actually thinking and writing down, brainstorming. Once I do that, I know that I can just go back to my old ways because I took care of, you know, the problem, the mental problem that gave me the lack of productivity to begin with. So I hope you enjoyed this short episode. Go and be a productivity master, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.